Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so head on over there. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. You'll find the features there are totally free. In fact, the main feature actually allows listeners like you to control the content of the site. You go and you submit whatever it is you want to from the internet. Maybe you found a news article that you think is pretty interesting, or perhaps it's a YouTube video or a blog post, whatever you want. If you think our listeners will enjoy it, you submit it to the website, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike your submission. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So head over there and get interactive. Coming up here tonight, Dale, you're going to share with us the five popular safety measures that don't actually make you any safer. We'll get to that coming up here. And, of course, we'll also take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. To start things out, though, sometimes there are just these stories in the news that really make voting look totally pointless. And we've had a lot of discussions about voting on the show recently. Tis the season, after all, and so it's on people's minds, especially it's on the minds of liberty-minded people, because there's a bit of controversy within our movement as to whether or not one should participate. I have no objection to the idea of participating. I don't think it's in any way immoral. I think that it's to some level a very small act of self-defense and the only market signal that you could possibly ever send to the government. It's once every 2 years or once every 4 years. So for what it's worth, and it ain't worth much, I don't consider it evil or anything like that. But boy, it sure is pointless in many cases. Certainly in the federal government level, you might as well just not bother.
Statistically speaking, I mean, if you vote or don't vote, chances are good the totals will result in whatever they resulted in. If you look at the 2008 results from the presidential race, and then you remove your one vote from it, the fact that you voted doesn't really give you the right to complain or not complain. You can still complain.
Right. So statistically, it's meaningless. And beyond that, it's just you don't really ever have anybody worth voting for, typically, at the national level at all. I mean, it's very rare that you see anybody with any kind of principles actually running for political office at that level. But then you get to the stories about the new innovations in voting, which just make voting all the more ludicrous. And it seems like the more they try to advance voting technologically, the worse it gets. Yeah. And so here's another one of those stories. This one from The Washington Post. Last week, the D.C. Board of Elections and Ethics opened a new Internet-based voting system. Oh, boy. For a week-long test period, inviting computer experts from all corners to prod its vulnerabilities in the spirit of give it your best shot. Well, the hackers gave it their best shot, and midday Friday, the trial period was suspended, with the board citing usability issues brought to our attention. Here's one of those issues. After casting the vote, according to test observers, the website played Hail to the Victors, the University of Michigan fight song. The integrity of the system had been violated, said Paul Stenborn, the board's chief technology officer. Stenbjorn said a Michigan professor whom the board has been working with on the project had unleashed his students during the test period, and one of them succeeded.
And his students conquered.
That's awesome.
At infiltrating the system, the fight song is a symptom of deeper vulnerability, says the computer scientist working within the Common Cause Good Government nonprofit.
Blah.
On online voting issues. In order to do that, they had to be able to change anything they wanted on the website. Because of the hack, a portion of the internet voting pilot, which was expected to be rolled out this month, is being temporarily scrapped. The program called Digital Vote by Mail is intended to allow military overseas voters to cast secure absentee ballots without having to worry whether the mail would get them back to elections officials before final counting. Those votes, about 900 of them, still will be able to receive blank ballots via the internet for the November 2nd general election, but they'll not be allowed to submit their completed ballots via the DVN system. So you know, I understand the intentions. It makes sense, the idea of trying to make things easier for folks and bring things into the 21st century. But clearly, from everything that we've seen, all of these new electronic voting systems are full of holes. And even if they aren't full of holes, there's always the possibility someone could put one there. Or there's a back door that could be programmed in. I mean, Dale, you've done programming professionally. You know a little bit about this subject. And the entire thing is
vulnerable.
I never
really was a hacker type, though.
You can put a back door in if you wanted to.
I did, you know, extensive, like, very well-planned programming as opposed to these people who play and tinker with computers and hack and stuff, which in some ways people like that can learn a lot of things that I would not tend to learn in my, you know, going to work every day and working with other programmers and on a well-planned program. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like if it makes people leery of the voting process, I'm all for it. Because, you know, I have been for some time, so I, you know.
Well, in this case, they're not actually going to implement this one yet. I guess they want to keep.
All it's going to do is forestall it, right?
Yeah.
It's just like anytime people vote to hold off on some big government expansion, the people who are planning the expansion just keep bringing it back and bringing it back year after year until it finally gets through.
Yeah,
they finally just go like, oh, I'm done trying to fight this tax increase or this new...
Patriot Act was something that they had brought up, as I understand, earlier that year under some completely other name, got voted down resoundingly. But after 9/11, you know, good crisis, and
they just ram
that thing right through, call it a different name.
So, yeah, they're probably going to bring this back later on, and they'll tout it, and look, we've solved the problems, we've ironed out the bugs, everything's fine now.
It'll be interesting to see if they open it back up again to let people do, you know, prove that it's crappy.
I just think it's interesting that, the more they try to technologize, if you will, the voting process, the more laughable the entire thing becomes. And we already know that before they introduced technology into voting, there were already elections that had been miscounted or there had been some sort of shenanigans with the ballots.
That's what's so disturbing about all this. How easy is it for whomever's in charge back there, to just switch it all? When you've got pieces of paper, at the very least, you've got pieces of paper. When you've got electronic
votes... And you can eyeball it. You could stand there and watch if you want.
You can't do anything with it. Nobody can go back and recount. And...
You could have the program actually, and they found all kinds of, all different things. I mean, in this case, they went in, they hacked the site, they made it so it played a song after everybody cast a vote. There was the guys that made it so you could play Pac-Man on the voting machines. And you could program it to where every vote that's cast for a candidate casts another vote for the other candidate like that.
I mean, they can do anything in order to keep themselves, hidden. And it's been done. I mean, they've shown these Diebold machines were faulty.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm Americans don't trust them. I don't know why they keep on trying to resurrect this zombie. Well, I know why they're trying to resurrect this zombie. I believe I know. And I think the reason is that they want to take this already messed up system of voting and just finally send it down the river.
Well, let's go to your phone calls, see what you think. Jeff is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff. Jeff in Massachusetts, going once. Jeff in Massachusetts, going twice. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I am not a huge fan of the inside the system stuff. I think it's easily subjected to corruption. I don't think it's the most efficient way to do things, but I do know that at least here in New Hampshire, it is still possible to see some changes by using the system. And at least here in New Hampshire, they don't have the electronic voting systems. And I don't know if there's even any proposals.
It's funny to me that it is so controversial that there is these two sides fighting, you know, about whether you do it in the system or out of the system, and it's so clear. The fight itself is kind of funny.
They should just focus on what they want to do rather than critiquing other people, and focus on your own activism and make it better. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Safety measures that, well, are pretty much BS. Dale will tell about them coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, where you'll find that the features are free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, we give it away at freetalklive.com. So do head on over and enjoy our features, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Our chat room's built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers, your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches in stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Coming up tonight here, Dale's going to share with us the five popular safety measures that actually don't keep you safe. Let's go first to the phones and the fun, though. Jeff is listening in Massachusetts. We're going to try him one more time here. Jeff, are you with us?
Hi, I am this time. Sorry about that.
No problem. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm glad Dale's in tonight because I've been thinking for a while about not voting and voting and so on and so forth. And I know people like Dale just don't like it.
Well, I don't like it for myself.
Right. And people like Mark don't like that you don't like voting and so on and so forth, whatever. But there is a way that you can vote without voting.
Interesting.
The plan I like to call adopt a statist.
What do you mean?
If there's a vote, if there's town meeting, elections coming up, elections are harder because they last the whole day, but town meeting's good. Rather than going and voting on stuff, make friends with people who are going to vote the more statist way and invite them over for dinner, watch a movie, have a barbecue. So rather than adding your vote on one side, you're taking away their vote on the other.
Wait, so the idea is to just occupy them all day long so they don't actually get to vote? I don't understand.
Town meeting would be a different, would be closer.
Yeah,
to...
town meeting's more effective.
Of course,
doing the elections
exists,
is a lot longer.
That only exists in New England.
That's only, yeah. That's, it sounds like the effectiveness depends on them being fairly apathetic, because otherwise they're just going to, if they're really seriously involved,
they're going to go.
Yeah, the people you really want to keep from going, they're the ones that are going to be the hardest to keep from going.
I'd thank you for inviting me to your barbecue, and I'd tell you that it's the evening of the town meeting, and I'll be going to the town meeting.
Right, because you know that, Mark, at these town meetings, they're not very well, in many cases, they're not that well attended.
Right, my town's got... like 2,000 people in it, and 200 show up to the town meeting. So, you know.
Now, depending on how you feel about tranquilizer darts, no.
Hey, you know, there are options.
Well, that would be an initiation of force.
Yeah.
So it's not really on my plate. But I see where you're coming from. I mean, you're trying to get creative in ways that would actually avoid going to the polls. But I would think that anybody that is so vehemently against voting would also not be able to stand a statist long enough to invite them over for a barbecue.
Well, yeah, perhaps. But this way you can actually vote, quote unquote, multiple times if you invite a lot of them over.
How's that? Has it worked for you?
Or is for it just, me in Massachusetts? Are you kidding?
Oh, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Jeff, at 800-259-9231.
You brought up a good point that it usually seems to be more about the people getting on to you for – well, and it goes both ways, but it seems to be people getting on to you for not voting. You know, it's not, back in the day when I remember when we had some really heated discussions about this and I was somehow managed to be right at the center of it. A lot of it came from just me trying to defend, trying to say, look, just leave me out of it. I just don't want to do it. And just leave me out of it. And that wasn't an acceptable answer. It wasn't acceptable. So just, you know, I just don't want to do it. And these are my reasons. And I did use the word immoral, but I have since, you know, I think clarified my position or refined my position to say that I feel that it is immoral for me, and I don't feel like I have any business telling someone else that it's immoral for them to do, because I think people do what they sincerely, honestly believe is for the best, is what's going to do the least harm. You know, someone is going out and voting, they think they're reducing harm, then if that's what they feel, then that's what they feel. I don't feel that way, but I can only speak for myself. So, and I can't definitively, since I can't definitively prove that you're doing more harm by going out and participating in the system and the message that sends out there, which I think, you know, I do think that's a status message, but the problem, but since I can't prove that, you know, to some extent, it's a little bit of a, I don't want to call it.
It doesn't do you any good to harangue
my
people.
My gut tells me, you know.
It doesn't do anyone any good to harangue the other side. It wouldn't do you any good to harangue the people that are going out to vote. You're immoral or this is wrong.
Well, it's not.
It
isn't effective. It doesn't. I don't find that really makes people behave differently.
No, in the same way.
To guilt trip them.
And the reverse wouldn't work on you either. They wouldn't. They shouldn't be spending time haranguing you for not voting. Just leave folks alone.
I mean,
you can make your point. You can have a discussion.
Yeah, and I will still from time time to time. I'll talk about from time to time why I feel that it does more harm than good in the long run. But again, I'm you know, but I can only sort of provide evidence, and a lot of that's very somewhat anecdotal, and it's not like, you know, I don't have statistical data to show people or anything. It's not, the nature of it is not the right kind of thing that lends itself to that. And so I really can't definitively say you're doing more harm than good by doing this. I can only say that's how I feel, and that's why I don't do it.
That really, all you can do is all you can really have to say on the issue is how you feel, and I think you're right about that. And how you
if
feel
it makes you feel dirty, it's going to be tough to do. I'm of the opinion that I didn't move to the Free State Project to stop voting. You know, the idea of collecting 20,000 liberty-loving individuals.
I didn't either. I changed my mind after I got here.
Yeah. I see that people have. I know you have. To me, it doesn't make any sense at all if you've got liberty candidates to not vote for them. But hey, you know, if the person's not going to do it, you can get as huffy as you want to get, and all mm-hmm. you're going to do is create barriers between communication with you and that other person.
Yeah, you're going to alienate people.
Yeah, it's just not going to work. So I've decided I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, I haven't been convinced personally, and I've flirted with the idea a number of times. I've flirted with it, but I've never really been convinced that there's anything inherently wrong with it, and I certainly don't think it sends any sort of message. I think that in order to really have a significant change of the system, you have to stop obeying it. If we could get people to stop obeying the system, then voting wouldn't matter anymore.
I want people to not have hope in the process. I don't think they should have hope in it. I think it is generally very hopeless.
Anybody that's ever voted for a Liberty candidate should realize there's not much hope.
Right.
I mean,
I'm going to say, you can vote yourself to hopelessness. Don't worry.
Well, and I did, sort of. But the thing is, that's just it. I don't want to create false hope in the process by going out and participating, you know, in contradiction to what I'm telling people. So, you know, that's the thing. Plus, it's, you know, I really don't even want to be registered to vote. I don't want to be on the voter rolls. And so, for me to go and register, go to the trouble of registering and everything, I'm actually sort of registered in Manchester right now, which I want to change that. But
you cannot.
Well, I'm thinking of sending them a letter saying I'm no longer at the address that they have me down for.
Yeah, maybe you can tell them.
I'm not going to tell them where I live.
That might work.
And now they got to decide. Oh well, what are we gonna do now? Are we gonna keep him on the rolls when he says he doesn't live here?
Many times jurors are picked from the registered voters.
Is that the case in New Hampshire? Is it just DMV?
I don't know.
I'm not positive on that. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves on the way. Your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Aloe C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Aloe C. For more information and to order Aloe C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Aloe C today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head on over there and enjoy those on us. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here, and we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Still to come, five popular safety measures that aren't really making you any safer. Dale's going to tell us about those. But first, to the phones and the fun. Colin, all the way in Germany, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Colin. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just got home from a concert. Well, it's 1:30 a.m. right now in Germany.
Oh, okay.
And I had a little discussion with some guy from a band there. I think I have to explain a little bit more. I consider myself a punk rocker, and I just got home from a punk rock show.
Yes, sir.
And that band had a song called Business Punks Fuck Off.
Oh, we've got to hit the... Hopefully my board op could get to it. Sorry, we got to let you go, but thank you for the call tonight. We're unfortunately doing an American talk radio program.
Call us next tomorrow night. Tell us the story.
Well, it's likely that the American FCC is going to be a little bit easier in the future on fleeting expletives, we still can't create an environment in which they're acceptable. So sorry about that. I don't know what radio's like over in Germany, but I don't imagine it's quite as restrictive.
Well, in England, as I understand it, the F word isn't as big of a deal as it is here in the United States, but they have other words that are bigger deals. So, you know, it's very odd.
I wonder what some of those words are that are bigger deals.
I think bollocks is bad.
I think in England, bloody is a naughty, naughty, naughty.
Naughty hell.
That's actually something of a swear word. It's funny because it seems like we hear it a lot on British shows,
mm-hmm.
but apparently that's because it's just like you hear certain expletives in R-rated programming here that frequently sometimes, and I don't know. I always kind of wonder about that. Maybe
I think it's silly. Personally, I wish we didn't have to do that. I wish we didn't have to be as restrictive. And maybe down the line, I know that there are some court decisions that have been positive towards changing things in this country. There was the appeals court decision that decided in favor of the broadcasters. It was Fox and I think CBS that had brought suit that decided in favor of the broadcasters, basically saying that the FCC's indecency rules were a bunch of junk and that they're not as applicable today as they used to be in the 1970s when the George Carlin case was brought up that originally created them in the first place.
The Pacifica case.
It's
certainly not it's true, but Free Talk Live's stations are going to be more restrictive than the FCC's rules anyway. When you've got the morning zoo show on, they talk even today, right now, they talk about things in a more explicit fashion than we do on this show.
Sure they do, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what the FCC's rulings are on things like that. We wouldn't let it go on our air. Because
I don't think there'd be a problem with the occasional fleeting expletive. I don't think that... I don't think most advertisers would have panties in a wad about that one.
It could be too. I mean, sometimes the tone is set by what the law is, and then and without that, then I think it leaves room for the culture to shift.
Sure.
So it could be that that's the case right now because it's.
But a lot of people just don't want to hear it.
Down.
You know, and I think people feel better when the person's dumped than they do if they get a fleeting expletive.
Some do and some don't. I mean,
some do, some don't. Absolutely
that's
true.
Just it. I mean,
one thing you're not going to change with all this is that the reality of talk radio, and I mean radio in the talk format, is people over the age of 55. I mean, that's the reality of it today. And people are marching towards 55, all of us are, and certainly the mores and norms will change for people over 55. But that's just the people that have heard Crazy Train or whatever the pop song is that's so exciting these days, they've heard it 1,000 times now, and they don't want to hear it on their stinking station anymore, so they flip over to talk to hear unique programming.
Well, talk's starting to migrate to the FM band, so I think you're going to see younger audiences tuning in to
You think they want to hear the F-bomb?
I don't think
they want people bending over backwards to avoid hearing it.
Yeah, I don't think matters to most people.
But if it's gratuitous, then it's just distracting.
I would say
if it's if you make a huge deal over it every time it's a, like you call it a fleeting expletive, it just kind of gets tossed in. Then if you make a huge deal over that, that's incredibly distracting.
Got to do something with it though. I mean, either that or you say it. You either make a deal over it or you say it. Those are the choices. Because either the German guy calls in and doesn't understand the language completely, and he drops the F-bomb, and you say, hey, don't say that anymore. And so you've made a deal of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop him, or you can ignore it. Those are your choices, right?
Yeah, I would say that if the legal situation eases up for radio stations, I would say it would be appropriate for Free Talk Live to also ease up on its policy. Because right now, the reason why we have this policy is to protect the radio stations from a $300,000+ fine. And the FCC, actually there's an article in Talkers Magazine this month, which is the industry publication of note for the talk radio business, that goes into a lot of detail about kind of the history of the prohibition on certain words on the radio and where it stands now and the current court cases that are working. And there were record fines issued. I think it was in 2005 that they jumped up from a few hundred thousand dollars in the year prior to something like $8 million in fines.
That was in 2003 to 2004.
I don't recall the exact year.
But it was brief.
It was a few years ago. It was crazy. They had this little crazy period where they really went nuts fining
it
as many
fines. Several hundred thousand dollars is nuts to me.
Oh, it is. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But
over a word.
They went more insane after that. Things have seemed to have dialed back a little bit, and so hopefully we'll see more. There's going to be another court case.
The SEC knows that they cannot maintain what they were doing. They just can't do it.
There's hopefully going to be another court case because the appeals court has basically given the FCC a spanking at this point, and they're appealing to the full appeals court. So it was a panel of the appeals court that basically kicked it in their face and said, you guys are out of line. So that was a very positive ruling for free speech, for broadcasters and free speech. And it's expected that the full appeals court will likely rule in a similar fashion. And if it gets appealed to the Supreme Court, then it could really set some
precedent. It's absolutely ridiculous if you think about it. I mean, you know, people have satellite radio. They've got satellite TV. They've got cable TV. They've got the internet.
Internet.
Their kids can hear, their kids can find the donkey porn faster than they can, okay?
Yeah.
Princess porn.
And you know, the idea
it's
disgusting. And the idea that somehow radio needs to be preserved as this bastion of the clean mouth where you can't say seven words, which by the way you can say two of, so that's only five words.
Mm.
The idea is, it just doesn't make any sense.
No,
you can get it elsewhere. Are kids tuning in to Free Talk Live at 7 o'clock at night? I think only if their dads are.
It's just a relic of the Puritan past of this country, and it does need to go away. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that situation. I don't enjoy getting rid of calls. I usually, you know, I think it would be appropriate to adjust to, you know, maybe hit the dump button, keep the caller on, give them a warning, and then if they do it a second time, then to get rid of them. But it just depends on the legal situation. Not because I care personally.
That guy might have been his first time ever calling.
Yeah, it might have been a really great story. It might have been. And
call back whoever you were.
Tomorrow night.
You know, call back tomorrow night and try to avoid that bomb.
So 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is my least favorite policy on this show, and it's only done out of necessity, and it's only done to protect our radio affiliates. It's their license that's on the line, and as much as I would like for there to be no licenses, unfortunately, there are, and those folks don't want to lose them. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up whatever you want, and don't lace it with profanity. It's Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head over there and enjoy those on us. By the way, if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase, the total purchase. So it's the same great Amazon, same awesome pricing. Just ordered a pair of headphones, actually, there, because, Mark, yours are apparently broken here in the studio. And I got free Super Saver shipping on the headphones, which is great because a lot of their brand new items, you get the free Super Saver shipping. You can also order used items if you want to as well. And those, by the way, were used headphones that I ordered from Amazon. So
really?
Unfortunately, they didn't last.
The same color? Because I really don't like your color.
They're black, I'm afraid. But you can paint them. We'll get you some colored paints, and then you can
paint them hot pink.
Like an Easter egg. You could do that if you wanted to.
You two stink.
So, yeah, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You get your shopping done, and you get a great deal in many cases.
I've been buying a lot of stuff from them lately.
You can't beat Amazon in most cases. I mean, their prices are great because they don't have to pay for
the selection also is amazing. I mean, just about anything you want to buy.
Yeah.
I was recently looking for LED bulbs, and I found a nice selection of LED
bulbs. Have the prices
LED
come down
bulbs?
On those? Because the last time I checked pricing on that was like a year or two ago, and they're pretty expensive.
They're high, and I've recently quit using CFLs, and so I was looking. I've been buying a lot of LED. I'm spending a lot of money on LED bulbs, but they last insane lengths of time.
Yes,
so,
they do.
So, it's painful when you're buying them, but then you have to realize, you know, it's going to be a very, very long time, hopefully, before I have to buy any more. And they're incredibly efficient. They're even more efficient than CFL bulbs.
CFL?
But they're not as bright. They tend to not be as bright, and they tend to be bluish, from what my understanding. But but you can filter that. I mean, you can put something over them to filter that and stuff like that. But
it's cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, they range anywhere. I found some for like $6. That are not very bright at all, but like I don't want a lot of bright light in my room. Mm-hmm. I put two of those in my fixture, and that's enough light for me in my room.
Plus, you can dim the LEDs as well. Can't you?
Some of them are dimmable, some aren't. Depends.
Okay.
You have to check the package. And then there's $25 ones that I put I put two of those in my in one room, and now it's enough light. But that's
for me, it's worth it.
That's
when
a 40-year light. Mm-hmm. That bulb should not have to be replaced for 40 years. So.
That ought to take care of it for you. You're 40 years old now, and you probably won't be living in a house at 80.
Thanks for saying that instead of saying I'll probably be dead.
What I find to be a real pain is changing lights that are in fixtures that are, say, way up high or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
Gosh darn, I don't want to do that crap. So it would seem like it's worth it, the $25, just to not have to get on a ladder and break your neck.
Well, you still have to get up there and clean the bugs out of it and stuff.
So head on over to Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Yeah,
order whatever you want.
Bugs.
Get the stuff you want.
You don't have to.
Get it delivered to your door, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Andrew's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going tonight,
hey,
guys?
Just great. What's on your mind, Andrew?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about activism burnout. That was kind of a subject last week, and it's sort of come up since we're talking about voting and the legitimacy of it and stuff in the past couple of days. And I went to freekeen.com and saw in one of the rather recent posts of the trial for the trespassing 12. And after seeing the verdict, the only way I can sort of sum up that whole experience, it was sort of pathetic. Not that the people were pathetic, but that it felt really hopeless, because it felt like they gave you a month to sort of sort out what is this violation or misdemeanor, and then it turned out, okay, we're not going to charge you with that. We're going to do this weird thing that looks like it could be double jeopardy, and we're going to give you a violation charge instead. And I just felt really hopeless.
Yeah,
let me
tell everybody what happened so that they're caught up on this. You guys were charged with misdemeanor trespassing for marching around the jail 7 times in hopes that the walls would fall down and release your friend.
I think we went around it twice.
Yeah, whatever.
I recall going twice.
Yeah, I think on the first 2 days they only marched around once, and then on the 7th day they marched around 7 times. anyway, so they got the misdemeanor. You had the misdemeanor charge. Some of people were actually charged with a felony, which means that you were told to leave. No,
The misdemeanor is where you're told to leave but don't.
Okay.
The violation, which we were found guilty of, we were charged with a misdemeanor, found guilty of a violation. The violation applies when you're somewhere you're not supposed to be, when you are somewhere where you know you are not privileged to be.
Which is the craziest thing, because there's a thought crime. You have to know that you're not supposed to be there. How do they prove that?
And it's a publicly accessible place, and the places where we were did not have any special designation as not being allowed. There weren't like signs saying you can go here but not here, or
there was
anything
no
like
security
that
to keep you away from
the trespassing sign specifically said if you're asked to leave, you need to leave.
Right. And so the strange thing is that they charged you with a misdemeanor. You had your court case for the misdemeanor. You argued against the misdemeanor, and then at sentencing the judge said the state has not proved that you've committed the misdemeanor, so we're going to drop it down to a violation and give you that.
Yeah.
What? I mean,
they failed to prove guilt, so he charged us for something else arbitrarily, basically.
Yeah, right. It was so weird. It seemed like, oh, it's not first-degree murder, it's second-degree murder. Or, you know, or some sort of...
Weird.
It seemed like double jeopardy could have been put in there
somewhere. Well, the real problem with it was that we weren't allowed to defend ourselves on the violation level, because the proof is different that is required for each different level.
Well, and that's just it. I was focused on defending myself against the notion that I had been asked to leave, that they never clearly communicated that to us.
And when
the judge agreed.
I brought up the fact that we've been there before, that we'd gone to the jail before and done the exact same thing at the old jail and walked around it many times, the judge specifically disallowed that testimony. He disallowed that line of questioning, which would have pointed to the fact that we had no reason to believe we couldn't
see,
be there.
And that's just it. Like, this charge appears at the end of the trial the complaint on our – we have a complaint, you know, that's issued to us that says, you know, was asked to leave and didn't. Which we debunked, and the judge agreed it had not been proven, and that was the charge I was defending against. And then he comes up with this new charge at the end, this violation, which I never even got an opportunity to say, well, whoa, hold on, I there's no sign saying we couldn't go in that area. Why should I think I can't? We never got the opportunity to defend against that charge.
Yep, it was a total sham.
It was just slapped on there.
Seems like it was this a case of accidental activism, or because I know you guys weren't planning to get arrested?
Well, the activism was not civil disobedience. That's the thing. I kind of didn't want to venture into that explanation at the trial, but no, we were not there intending to get arrested.
No, we were there to rally
for moral support for Russell and in general for the rest of the prisoners as well. It was just a morale rally, and we had no intentions of getting arrested.
Right. I mean, given that we'd gone to the prison before and walked around the old jail many times, yes, more than I can count, waving at prisoners, holding signs, having barbecues in the parking lot.
And we were about to leave. Yeah. We were about to leave. In fact, we were talking about where to go eat dinner, if I recall. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that, to my memory, that's what we were talking about when we were in the parking lot. And the only reason why we hadn't left yet is we were figuring out, well, what are we going to do next? We're going to go have dinner or something.
Yep.
And then the cops start walking toward us. And at that
point, they arrested us.
It felt weird to me. I thought they were going to come say, you need to leave. You're going to be charged with trespassing. And I was going to be, okay, we're leaving.
Yep.
And then we didn't get that opportunity. They walked up, you're under arrest.
Yep, that's right.
Just like that.
Well, kudos to you guys for fighting it. I'm glad you're not in jail, and I loved it when Ian said give money to criminal organizations.
Oh, I'll be going. I have my jail sentence doubled because I said that to this supposedly impartial judge.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm looking at 28 days in jail.
Don't be honest in court. Oh, I mean, sorry, I shouldn't. Well, you know.
Don't tell the truth.
So apparently, you're not supposed to be that honest in court.
But you were saying you were disappointed by it?
Well, it felt hopeless to me, and somehow you guys feel about the federal voting, that's hopeless to you, so you don't do it. And I'm just wondering, some of the activism, I think maybe where that sort of schism happens, is that some people don't see some of the activism as quantifiable. Whereas when you have a voting sort of area, you can say, oh, 500 people voted. Now if I can get 251 people in that area, that means we can win
that means nothing to me, but to someone else it does. But you're absolutely right that someone will see someone getting arrested for driving without a license or something, and they'll be like, what good did that do? You know? And that's okay.
They can't see it. It's the unseen. They can't see what good it's doing. They don't know who it's influencing.
It's okay. I mean, and that's just that if you don't feel inspired by that activism, don't do it. Seriously, don't do it. And don't come here feeling compelled to do it. And I don't think anyone should pressure you to do civil disobedience.
But you never know what your activism. You know, but I think the point is that you don't know what you're influencing or who you're influencing when these actions happen. Like one of the people that moved up here, who's a lawyer, was influenced by the fact that I was sent to jail for not sitting down fast enough. That's why he made the move. More coming up here. We can continue in moments. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.